Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. All right. Man, Blog Talk is really messing up. Blog Talk is really screwing up. They got my show all messed up. I don't know how long they're going to even let us stay on here tonight. But we're going to try to get in where we can get in. So, y'all can bear with me. Let me try to finish straightening this. This is a mess, man. I apologize for any inconveniences, but let me go ahead and talk about my sponsors real quick. We got Christine Racing out of Haines City, Florida. Mr. Richard's fan. He's out of town right now, so he probably won't be with us tonight, but you know, he's the reason we have this show. He's the reason we can come on here and do what we do. So, you know, big shout out to Richard, you know, and they crew over there, the whole camp, bunch of good guys. And then we got Florida Diesel Repair at 1602 South 50th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33619. Anything diesel you got, thing you want to, you have issues with, all you got to do is give them guys a call. You know, tell them I told you to call. They'll take care of you. And last but not least, we got Mr. Stanley Hall Britton, Jr., SAJ Racing Engines out of Bradenton, Florida. You're looking to build a car. You're looking to go racing or you need just some information or something. You know, give him a call. He's out of Bradenton, Florida. That's SAJ Racing Engines. You can Google him. You know, I ain't going to worry about giving you that number, you know. All you got to do is go on, hit Google, and put in SAJ Racing Engines. I promise you it'll come up. But, and that's it for my sponsors. But talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend. We got SmackDown 3 going on this weekend. And I want to give a shout-out to the sponsors that are helping us put that race on, starting with Lakeland Drag Strip and Ozzie Moya. You know, they give us the opportunity to do this race and to actually make an attempt to bring Grudge back to Florida, okay? And Chris Kaysen, Mustang Fast Parts, or Mustang Parts Fast is what it is. He's putting $500 towards the tech cars for the 2829 race. So if you get the right, if you come through the gate, and you buy a tech card and you got the right number, you might get that $100 back, $500 towards. Five people going to get a tech card to come in that gate to run 2829. And we got Herb Yancer from Competitive Edge Racing Engine. He is putting an extra $300 toward the last man standing. Rich is already putting $400 on top of it once we get six cars. Once we have six cars for the last man standing, Rich is putting $400 more on top of that. And Herb Yancer from Competitive Edge, he's putting another $200 on top of that. And if you have his sticker on your car, you'll get another, and you win. You know, if you have a sticker on the car and you win, you get another $100. So if you're going to get in the last man standing, you know, come see me, come find me or Richard. You know, we got the stickers if that's the way you plan on going for the last man standing. Also, this weekend we got points racing over at Orlando Drag Strip. And Sunday, we have, they're doing a tractor truck race at Lakeland Drag Strip, doing a tractor truck race. I don't think I've ever seen that out there before, but they're having that this Sunday. So, you know, I know it's been a lot of rain going on. I know it's been a lot of inconvenient moments at the track, you know, over the last couple of months. And it's been frustrating for a lot of guys trying to get out and get some test time. You know, we did have a Run Day Sunday this past Sunday at Lakeland. You know, it gave a few guys a couple chance to come out there and make a couple passes. And speaking of Run Day Sunday, there's also a Run Day Sunday after SmackDown at Orlando. I forgot about that. I'm sorry, I'm slipping, y'all. Blog Talk got me stressed out. They done cut the show back. I really don't know what's going on, so I got to apologize to y'all because this is new to me. That's what we have going on this weekend. And to be honest, let me see here. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm back, y'all. I'm trying to, you know, what I'm doing is I'm trying to get this stuff situated, man. I apologize for the long pause, but there's a lot of nothing going on right now. I don't know what's going on with this system, man. It's sometimes I can't see the board and sometimes I can, but somebody hit the one button and make sure I ain't talking to myself out there. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not, but somebody hit the one button. Anybody? Okay. Damn, I can't get nobody to hit the one button. Just hit the one button. I ain't going to open your mic. Just want to make sure you can hear me. You tell me, all these people are on the phone, and ain't nobody going to hit the one button? Okay. Well, I guess, okay. There you go. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I ain't going to open your mic up. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me. You know, I'm having a little bit of trouble here with the Blog Talk. And I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to email them at the same time that I'm talking to y'all. But I did have a couple things that I wanted to talk about, you know, tonight. It's, you know, as far as grudge racing, you know, it's we've been having a lot of success dealing with a couple of different tracks here. Call it a hit your one button. Hit your one button again so it'll take you out of queue. But if you want to talk, then just hit your one button and I know you want to talk. All right. Well, yeah, we've been having a lot of success with bringing this racing back. You know, the guys down south, you got Chuck G, Crew Chief, Cuz from Bloodline Racing. Buddy Rowe, I can't forget about my buddy Rowe. Big Low, they're doing their thing down there. And in case y'all didn't know, they got a grudge race coming up on October the 10th. They have a grudge race coming up at West Palm Beach. So if you don't have no plans for that weekend and you got nothing going on, you know, going down there and check them guys out. But, you know, those are real good guys down there. They're trying just as well as we are here in Central Florida to try to bring some action back this way. As a matter of fact, I think I mentioned it last week, we have three grudge races by the time Baldy Race get here. You know, Baldy Race is like, that's the Super Bowl of grudge races right there. So before then, you know, you got three times, three other grudge races that you could go to and, you know, get the feel. You know, for a lot of you new guys that's not really used to it, you know, y'all just not coming into it, you know, you got three other races you could go to, and that's the SmackDown, which is coming up this weekend. Big Lowe's race, which is coming on October 10th at West Palm Beach International Raceway. And you have another race that is being put on at Palm Beach International Raceway on November 7th. And so, you know, that's three races right there, man. I know a lot of y'all are talking, you know, man, we ain't got nothing going on. We ain't been having nothing. You know, well, here it is. You know, they putting it out there for us. They're putting it out there for us so we can, you can either participate, you know, shit, or get off the pot. You know, 813-5117 813-5117.
What's going on,
can
Tony?
You hear me?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
How's
what's
it going?
On?
Hey, Marco, how you doing? What's
I'm
going
doing
on out there at the track,
sir.
Man?
Just got here. Cars are rolling in. A couple of nice cars rolling in right now. So just opened up the gates about 10 minutes ago. Weather
y'all
looks
got
awesome.
Going on out there?
Wednesday night, testing tune, whoop-ass Wednesdays, bro. If you need anybody to got any garage setups or any street cars or whatever, come on here and get you some. Track's going to be right with Wade Rich on the tractor.
Okay, okay. You said, how's the weather look out there, you say?
Weather looks beautiful, man. You know, there's blue skies, not too much cloud, no dark clouds. I see all white clouds and stuff, green grass, and it's going to be good, black. We good.
Hey, man, you ready for this weekend?
Yes, sir. I'm excited. SmackDown 3, bro. I'm excited. Casper ain't going to be there, but maybe for the next one. But I sure enough going to be there to support and help you guys out any way I can, organizing computers and tower, whatever. You know, I'll be there.
Okay. Okay,
I'm
hey,
do
me a favor.
I'm going to bring a Rego out and race you backwards with it.
I'll race backwards with it.
Yeah, I'm going to race you backwards.
You trying
race
to say
you.
It's slow?
I'm going to race
slow?
You. It's slower than yours.
Okay.
it's just a little quicker than yours. So.
Hey, Marco, do me a favor real quick, man. Run down what's going on this weekend at all. I already mentioned it, but, you know, since you... You're right there firsthand. You know what's going on in Orlando and Lakeland Drag Strip.
Well, yeah, this weekend, man, like tonight, we have Whoop-Ass Wednesdays. Gates open at 6. Run until about 11 o'clock. Anything welcome, grudge racing, junior scooters, dragsters, whatever. Got that going on tonight. Friday night, we have Friday Night Frenzy. Gates open up at 6. $22 to run your car, $12 general admission. That's Friday night here at Orlando Speed World. Saturday we have our NHRA point series with King of the Track. That means that the winners of each class will be racing for a Wally here at Orlando Speed World on Saturday. Three different classes. Got Super Pro, which is with electronics, Pro class without electronics, no box, Street class, three classes of junior dragsters, and motorcycles. So you guys ain't doing nothing on Saturday night. If you get into the bracket scene, come over to Orlando Speed World. Over in Lakeland, we got SmackDown 3 coming up on Saturday. I believe gates open at 4. We have three classes. What we got over there? Last Man Standing. We have
Last Man Standing,
comp.
28-29, and
Open
Comp is what we.
Yep. And grudge racing. I think there's about six more than six grudge matches already set up, already locked in, ready to go. So it's going to be an exciting time. Also, Sunday, if you guys have not finished what y'all beef is on Saturday at Richard's and Tony's race, SmackDown 3, bring it on over to Orlando. Quarter Mile Racing, Fun Day Sunday at Orlando this Sunday. Also, we have a special treat in Lakeland for everybody that's into semis. If you've never seen semis racing down an 8th mile, you need to head over to Lakeland Drag Strip. This Sunday, we have a semi drag racing and show. So if you see some beautiful rigs out there or you got one, unhook the trailer from it, unhook the 10-car, 12-car carrier, and bring it down to Lakeland Drag Strip. You're going to have an opportunity to race down the 8th mile Sunday, this Sunday.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Okay, well, hey, that's a lot of good things going on this weekend. That's just this weekend, man. So with the rain kind of slacking up, and I do say kind of slacking up, some of us may have a chance to get out there. Hey, guys, I want to apologize because I'm getting texts saying people can't get through, and I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on with SmackDown, but it is, not SmackDown, but Blog Talk, but it is really screwed up, man. They got us, they're going to shut us off in 10 minutes. I really don't understand what is going on. So, I mean, if any of you guys got something y'all want to say, it looks like it's going to be a super short show today. And I apologize for that. I'm going to have to make up for it. I might do a live show or something this weekend or something like that. But
come over to Orlando, do a live show on Friday.
Hey, I just might have to do that, man, because they done screwed us up here. You know, we've been fighting Blog Talk. I've been fighting them for a couple of weeks already, but nah, I don't know what's going on, man. Hold on real quick. Got a couple numbers here. 813-0041.
813-0041.
Go ahead. Hey, Tip,
how you doing? Hey, how you doing, bro? You can't slug us to set up another show tonight?
I tried to do that while I was talking to y'all, and it's telling me I can't do that. It ain't never did this before, so I really don't know what's going on.
Get your topic out there tonight and what you got going on, and we'll team up tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, you know, the topic was SmackDown, and, you know, I had some guys want to lock in, but it don't look like that's going to happen. I don't know anyway.
Go ahead and get your information out there, and we'll continue on teaming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it there, Tip. That's everything is put out there. They telling me they're getting recordings now. So, you know, I don't know what's going on. I have to apologize. I'm going to have to do this all over again.
Come on over tomorrow night on the Thursday Night Thunder, and we'll work together tomorrow night.
Okay, Tip. I appreciate it.
I'm going to put it aside and let you have somebody else. All right.
Okay. 863-9918.
863-9918.
Go ahead.
Typical bullshit. About time for you to pick up another hosting show. Everybody gets excited about calling in, and then damn it.
Well, you know, I can't control Blog Talk.
Who's that, Ricky?
I can't. No, that's Mike.
I know that's Mike. I'm just messing with him.
but I can't control Blog Talk, man. I mean, we ain't the only one been having trouble. You know, some of them done had it worse than us, you know. So all I could do is apologize to you. But, you know, when they go to acting up like this, hey, man, how the hell you going to call in with some background noise? You wrong already.
Talking about the show.
You got background noise.
It's a BS show and a BS call.
Well, you need to go on mute or something. Get rid of that background noise.
I got the Italians back here going wild. How can we get excited for the show? We're going to call in a Tip show, and it's not a grudge show.
Look, it says, the station is saying that it's certainly full. You know what I'm going to do, y'all? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try once again to close this show out. And open up another one if it'll let me. I can't tell you if it is or not. So what I'm gonna do right now, if it do let me, I'm gonna put it out on Facebook and I'll probably send out a few texts. But I'm gonna try it right now. So if it do, you know, y'all give me a minute, give me time to set up another show, you know, a couple minutes, and try to call back in because I'm getting the same text everywhere, you know. So I'm going to end this right now, and then just give me a few minutes. I'm going to put it out there and send out some text.